What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, got to say, sorry, Glenn Powell. Number one, Texas, lost to number three, Ohio State, on the road, 14-7.
That was a rough one. Rough one for Arch Manning. Rough one for a lot of Texas people. Rough environment and a rough way to start the year for a team that had national title hopes. But I'm sure, positive, that they'll bounce back.
Somebody asked me what's this game been like. My buddy came over. What's this game been like? I was like, I mean, I have enjoyed it because I like defense. I enjoy the defensive struggles. I don't need the air it out 40. But it was what was frustrating to watch was the play calling. I just felt like Sark didn't do Arch any favors, and I'm not saying Arch was good by any means. I thought he made a couple of throws late in that game that were absolute. He made a throw on the very last drive. The throw he makes at the sideline into what was converging coverage, so to speak, as the safety was coming. The DB was running with the receiver down the field, and the safety came in from the back end and basically made it a tight window. It was an amazing, really good throw, but he didn't look. He was off on little short, drag routes and such. It just looked all out of sync.
It did. It looked like a Thanksgiving Day backyard football game in a lot of different ways for an offense that you have grown used to not looking like that. But we knew they were replacing a bunch of quality players on offense and on defense. They've got too much defensive talent to not, you know, rebound, but it was a rough opening for him.
And I think it's fair to say that all the heat's on Arch Manning because he was labeled the savior. But Julian Sand didn't play much better on the other side. Alabama, Texas seemingly knows how to really hang with Jeremiah Smith. I was writing some stuff that the young DB for Grayson Littleton for Texas, he's out of Florida, like South Florida. Dude, kid is physical. He can play. He played very well, and they did a good job against Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sand. The touchdown that they scored to make it 14-0, that was as good of coverage, Mike, as you can get. It was basically a double catch, and it was a prayer catch because the ball was coming out, and it was batted at one point in the end zone. That was a great play by – cannot remember that receiver's name.
Let me give you guys a hot take, though, about Arch Manning. There's more people – that are saying that everybody else named him the savior than actually think that he's going to be good. I haven't ran into that many talking heads that thought he was going to be good.
Well, the hype around him is everywhere you read, every projection is Heisman Trophy contender. Phil Still, first team all SEC.
Yeah.
That look like a first team all SEC. The problem for me is the amount of people that literally felt like they had their tweets ready to pile jump him.
Of course. That's how it works in college football.
I can't – dude, I haven't once – it's funny how positive of things I heard about Shedeur Sanders in college and how everyone was always talking about all the good he did. And then literally every tweet I saw Saturday around 2 o'clock was like basically saying, well, they'd have killed Shedeur Sanders if he played like this. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, it's the kid's essentially it's his first big start. The two teams he started against last year was nothing. And I just really felt like there was a lot of pile jumping on Arch Manning. And I've been a guy that's been heavily critical about how much love I feel like he's gotten with the projections. It wasn't a good showing by Texas offensively in any way. Anyway, they didn't look good up front either.
I completely agree. I mean, I'm with you. I think more people than you're giving credit for are probably pretty harsh on Shedeur. I mean, there was definitely some people critical of him, but he's also the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year at one point. So, I don't know.
I don't know that I try to be objective with little knowledge I know about the football, and there felt like there was a lot of can't wait to bash him. There was a lot of that with Shedeur, too. I'm not going to lie on that either. There was a lot of, I can't wait to bash. That's what people want to do. Hype players come in, you want to bash them. I mean, you know, ask Brock Berlin. That's an old school name. He's a Florida. He was
Vangel Christian from Shreveport, Louisiana. There you go.
5-star recruit to Florida. He ended up playing his college ball at Miami and beating Florida.
Well, number 9, LSU beat number 4, Clemson on the road, 17-10. Jordan Davis is very happy about this.
Good, yeah. Speaking of Shreveport, Louisiana, Bossier City, whatever it may be. No, I thought that was a good game. I think that LSU obviously kind of getting off the schneid in terms of that, week one victory thing we talked about on Friday. They've lost 5 straight in week one, but played a quality opponent. And this was in a week where not much went right for the SEC, this was definitely a marquee win, definitely a big one for LSU, and I think that's huge for them to start the season off on the right foot.
I might, when we have AJ Terrell, ask him about the tradition that Clemson has with taking the bus around the stadium and then running down the hill, because we were talking about when we were watching the game, because ESPN or ABC or whoever, they did a huge deal about this. But, man, this game was really good. Cade Klubnik had a chance there late in the end. Is it crazy to you that both these guys Ennis finished with similar numbers as far as exact same passing stats? LSU with Garrett Nussmeier and some of the things he did, he literally still makes a few bad decisions, but it felt like he took that next step. If you watch this game compared to some of the big games he played in last year, also. Have we done too much with this whole process of completing a catch crap? Because
that's such a loaded question that's impossible to answer.
Not only the South Carolina game Sunday afternoon here in Atlanta, but with this one, the catch that the kid makes for LSU, did you see this one where he reaches over the pylon and then because as he goes to the ground, the ball never touches the ground, but he bobbles it in his hands. Because he's not in bounds there, it's incomplete. Like, what kind of I understand? Don't explain the rule to me. I understand what the rule is saying, but if you make that exact same play inbounds as a catch, if you get 2 feet down and make a football move with it, and because the ball moves in your hands, it's suddenly incomplete.
I don't know. That's not true either, though. You got to complete the catch, even if it's out of bounds, even if it's on the sideline.
I understand, but if I catch the ball in bounds, make 2 moves, dive, and then roll my body, and the ball bobbles but never moves, and I never go out of bounds, it's a catch. But if I do that exact same thing going out of bounds, it's not one. It just seems too much to me. Like, we're doing too much. Both announcing crews said, we're doing too much with this complete the process crap.
Well, look, I know we have more scores to get to because Gunnar Stockton didn't have to buy himself a drink at all this weekend. Mm-mm. We will continue the conversation, but right now we got to talk about my tailgate songs.
Gotta be real. I haven't trusted one of the four of us to make this list like I trust you to make this list.
Really?
I don't know why. I obviously, we've talked about it before. I was a fan of when you were on country radio. I just feel like you've got some good stuff. I don't even know how many of them are country. I just feel like this is going to be good.
So here's what I'll tell you. I would have made it a subcategory of country, but in all honesty, my tailgate blanket would be the same as if I made it a subcategory of country. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's all country.
Wow. I don't know. I just felt it coming. You could have easily done, you know, could have thrown some like Tom Petty in there or Fleetwood Mac. I don't know. But
I
just felt like it was country.
I don't know how you have a tailgate in the South and not play some like, you know, some Skynyrd or some Marshall Tucker or something.
Some things are up to interpretation.
Whiskey Myers.
Why don't you just let me get to my list here?
Let's go.
So we're talking about my tailgate. This is where I want everyone singing along, having a good time, not getting too hype. Because we want to make it to kickoff. You cannot play Thunderstruck because everyone gets too hype.
That's as you're walking in.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So my honorable mention this week is for someone who played at Clemson and wrote the perfect soundtrack for a tailgate. This would be Mr. Lee Bryce, parking lot party.
What position did he play? Do we know?
Dylan?
You can ask. I was going to say, you can ask me just about any other. There's like six country music stars who play college football.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. But he's the one that I'd be like, I don't know what position he played. I know Sam Hunt played quarterback. I know Chase Rice played linebacker. They got the guy from Georgia Southern that's decently big.
I would think offensive lineman. I think so.
The guy from Georgia Southern played O-line. What do you got, Dylan?
Long snapper.
Okay.
Long snapper.
It wasn't what I was looking for.
I know. I might have thrown these guys completely off.
Love to the specialist.
Out of respect for Josh Harris and Liam McCullough, I will sit this comment out.
Yes. Same.
Well, honorable mention because I don't think everyone would know these lyrics. Now, up next, we have two country powerhouses that teamed up for this next one. One of them has been the voice of Sunday Night Football for over a decade.
Number five.
Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert, Something Bad.
Okay. All right.
You got to get some females in there.
I don't know, but she just sounds so mad. You know what I mean? Like, she just sounds so mad. Why is she so mad?
She's firing you up.
I guess so.
It's fiery. It's rowdy. But it's not too much.
Look. I'm a big fan of Carrie Underwood. I will say Miranda Lambert always, I feel like she wants to whoop my butt. You know what I mean?
Miranda Lambert.
She wants to punch me.
Man, I've stood in the pit for one of her concerts, and that was a healing experience for a lot of women.
Like, don't hit me. Why are you so mad?
Scorned women all together singing Miranda Lambert.
That is exactly right.
Insane.
Yeah.
All right. The next one was the country crossover hit that took over last summer.
Number four.
Very solid.
Yes. I have got to see this man in concert. It is Shaboozy, a bar song.
I know. I'm like, I don't even want to talk because I just want to listen to it.
I know.
it's a great song.
Man, and if you just put him, you put on like Shaboozy radio, all his songs are just so good.
Yeah, he's good. I agree. That's a solid one. Where are we at? Three?
We're going to number three.
He was
at four.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Now we're going to number three to our Georgia boy who has performed everywhere from NASCAR races to the World Series. You can bet the whole parking lot will sing along with this one.
Number three.
It says a lot about the state of Georgia, though, when you said Georgia boy that I was like, man, that could be anybody.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, that could easily be Al Dean or Luke Bryan or like, you know, it could have been Cole Swindell. Like, it could have been any of them. But
yeah,
he definitely fits the category.
Yeah, Zach Brown. Their history here is, you know, playing the small bars and stuff forever.
Yeah. So
it's a good tune. Good tune.
Okay.
Somebody did this for their rookie song. I can't remember who it was. But it was a hit.
It's crazy that song's that old.
I know, right?
Coming in second, the song is basically the unofficial anthem of SEC Saturdays. Alabama fans, crank it the loudest.
Number two.
Yeah, I don't think Kalen DeBoer's singing that today. But nonetheless, it is, yeah, it's solid.
When I was on country radio, when Alabama won, we bleeped Alabama out of all the songs. And we had so many listeners call in and yell at
That's
us.
That's so foul.
They're like, you babies.
That's so foul. So foul. I you know what's crazy? I get tired of this song.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. But I get tired of it, and it's played everywhere.
It's a song that I love best when it doesn't come on my Spotify. Like, when I hear it randomly, I really
yes.
like when I'm out places,
point.
I really enjoy it because I still love the song. But I'm that way. I got into one of the biggest arguments I ever got was I told a huge Skinner fan that without Marshall Tucker Band, the Allman Brothers. There'd be no Skinner.
Oh wow!
And I thought we were gonna fist fight. Like literally, it got very heated.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, Marshall Tucker though. Allman Brothers are. Come on, they were the first.
I'm sure there's a lot of curiosity between what my number one pick.
It better be "Friends in Low Places" by Garth Brooks.
Mm.
Mm.
And if it didn't even make the list, your list is invalid to me.
Wow. I believe in you.
All right. Coming in number one, this guy is a massive South Carolina Gamecocks fan.
Oh, wow.
No.
It is the perfect sing-along to roll into kickoff.
Number one.
Very solid.
See?
He's right. It's not "Friends in Low Places," but it's still a very solid pick.
Yeah. I'm just a little confused how "Friends in Low Places" didn't get on there.
That's a karaoke song. It's too slow.
Wagon Wheel is... a karaoke song,
yeah,
too,
it is. But I think there's a tempo issue with "Friends in Low Places."
I actually agree with that.
I think you'll be. I respectfully disagree, but I respect your list.
Yeah, I would say that "Friends in Low Places" to me, if there was a post game list, I'd be all over that.
But isn't that at a tailgate?
Post game,
but tailgate
subcategory. I'm giving you a subcategory.
No, you can't subcategory a subcategory. It's already a subcategory.
No, it's not. This is my blanket tailgate list. Yeah. I would
it's a
do
solid
this.
List. It's a solid list.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with the list. I just said it needed "Friends in Low Places" on it.
Well, you did say not too long ago that if it was wasn't on there, that it was invalid. So
I don't know how that relates to anything to this conversation.
Nice work.
Well,
nice work.
And if you feel the need to come at me that I didn't put on Kenny Chesney, "Boys of Fall," again, that one's too slow, but the entire list is up on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. And later this week, you know, Falcons are taking on the Bucks in week one. It's the season opener. We're going to talk about the opportunities the Falcons can take advantage of. That is next on Sports Radio, 929 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.